And we want to turn now to news just recently in. The jury has reached a verdict in the retrial of Bill Cosby. He's been found guilty on all three counts of aggravated indecent assault against Temple University employee Andrea Constand. WHYY reporter Bobby Allen has been following the story. He joins us from the courthouse in Norristown, Pennsylvania. Bobby, how did Cosby react to this verdict?
So when the jury verdict was announced that all three counts of sexual indecent assault he has now been found guilty of were read in the court, he didn't have much of a reaction. He was very stony-faced. He was sort of looking down at the defense table. Now, there was an accuser in the room, a Cosby accuser, who was so overcome with emotion, she had to be led out by sheriff's deputies. She was literally wailing in the courtroom, just crying out loud. Andrea Constand, the main accuser, also had a stony expression, looking straight ahead, looking determined, didn't show much emotion. Now, the prosecutors asked that Cosby be taken immediately into custody, and they said, what's your reason for this? Is he really a flight risk? And the prosecutor said, Bill Cosby has his own private jet. He can go anywhere in the world. And at this, the courtroom was shocked because Cosby screamed out, I don't have a private jet, you a-hole, using the curse word. And everyone just had gasped at that statement from Mr. Cosby. It was the first time we really heard him speak in court. But now we're waiting for his sentencing date, which has not yet been set, and he could face up to 10 years behind bars.
And as people are saying, at 80, this means this man who was America's dad might die behind bars. Look, this was a retrial. Last year, a jury deadlocked after deliberating. The judge declared a mistrial. This jury didn't take that long. Just briefly, if you could, what was the difference?
There was many differences here, Robin. One of the biggest ones was five additional women took the stand and confronted Cosby in open court about what they say were instances of Cosby drugging and molesting them. That was huge. A second huge difference this time was the defense tried to paint the main accuser as someone who was always after money, someone who had made up a fake claim of sexual assault against Bill Cosby, and that she was lying. They repeatedly called her a liar. That was the main pitch of the defense. And what I think this verdict shows is that the jury believes the credibility of the accuser, Andrea Constand, who took the stand over 2 days, over that of Bill Cosby, whose lawyers called the accuser a liar.
Well, and his own credibility began to completely erode. He had given a deposition 10 years ago in response to a lawsuit from Constand, and then a judge unsealed that for the Associated Press, and that's when people first learned that Cosby freely admitted that he gave women he wanted to have sex with quaaludes in order to, you know, relax them, as he said. So it had been eroding then. Look, he's 80. He's legally blind. Is there any chance that he might not be sentenced? Is there any kind of time served? Is there any way he will not be going to jail?
Well, he's never spent a day in jail, so I don't think there's no time served issue here. The judge has full discretion. Judge Stephen O'Neill, who has presided over this case since it was reopened in late 2015. And like I said, by Pennsylvania state law, he can get up to 10 years for each of these three counts. So there's a hypothetical max of 30, but the realistic max is, since it was one incident, is a maximum of 10 years. And, you know, because of all of the international scrutiny on this case, the Me Too movement was absolutely a part of this trial. You know, those factors, I think, are going to weigh on the judge's decision. Judges in Pennsylvania are elected, right? That is another factor to think about. You know, there's a lot going on here, but Judge O'Neill was also the target of a smear campaign by the defense team. They tried to kick him off the bench before the trial, and they brought out information about the judge's wife. Because she deals with sexual assault survivors, so he has maybe some
incredibly drama, incredible drama. Bobby Allen from HYY in Philly, thank you.
Hey, thanks so much.
And again, Bill Cosby found guilty all three counts.